Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Bishops. I'm Archbishop Bernadine Turner, your host this morning, welcoming you, our listeners and supporters, thanking you for joining us again on today. Well, it's another day's journey, and I am so happy about it. I'm speaking to you today from the bedroom with my PJs on, and I'd like to invite you to listen in. This particular session God has given me is in reference to heart-to-heart. And every now and then we have to have a good old heart-to-heart, if you understand what I'm saying. And this has been created by the Holy Spirit to give us some time together to sit down and just, not that we're getting away from the Bible and the Scriptures, but just talk about some of the things that affect our hearts on a daily basis that normally those of us who are in leadership have a hard time finding heart-to-hearts. And this is a time when the Holy Spirit speaks, and you can ask him questions, and he gets back with you, and he answers your questions, and you kind of mull around some things, in other words, some things that press against our hearts. And on this morning, I had a vision, and the Holy Spirit got me up, and I've had a heck of a time. The devil is constantly fighting us on a continued basis, trying to keep us from our destinies. But, you know, God in his word told us that we need to speak to that mountain, and that mountain has to get up and remove itself. And so in the name of Jesus, I cast out everything that exalts itself above the name of Jesus, and I speak to that mountain right now that you must get up and remove yourself and cast yourself into the sea. For God's word says that he looks to and fro the earth, to look to see who is doing what he told us to do and speaking what he told us to speak, that we may be in him perfected. In other words, that's not exactly, I'm paraphrasing. In other words, he's going to perform whatever it is that we speak. See, so whatever it is that we speak should be perfect. And that leads me to the vision that I had. That vision was, what is it what is the problem that oftentimes we as believers, we're doing what the word says for the most part, and we're believing as the word says we believe, but then we hear all the different televangelists and all the different church leaders to come forth, and they all have, it's all biblical. But after a while, it becomes confusing. And so when you do as I do, which is look and say, okay, now if I'm believing for that, why is that not coming to pass? And so sometimes we have a tendency to say, well, it's this problem over here and it's that problem over there. But when God gave me heart to heart this morning, it was like he actually took me into the Spirit and he showed me about the blessings that oftentimes we don't seem to be able to reach. And we don't understand why they're not coming into our lives, because we're speaking what the word says, and we already know that God is looking to and fro to perform that word that we're speaking. So if I'm doing as much as I know that is within me, and God knows we can only do as much as what is within us, and so the rest of it has to come from grace. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Because we're not perfect beings. It's not all finished yet. So we struggle from day to day and from hour to hour and minute by minute and month by month and year by year waiting, trying to get in a position so that those blessings can come upon us and overtake us, as the word says. And we give and press down, shaking together and running over, and we're doing all these different things. And I said to myself, self, what is it? Because you're living a holy life. You're not fooling around with anybody. You're not wishing for anyone. You're not coveting anyone else's husband. You're not, you know, and you just go through that thing thing by thing, minute by minute, blow by blow, and you're examining. In other words, it's a self-examination. And then after a while, when that's not working, it's like you sit back and say, okay, now I really need, Lord, a heart-to-heart. I need a heart-to-heart. I really need a heart-to-heart. And I need you to move upon me so that I can understand what is wrong with this picture, because this is not my ministry. This is your ministry, God. And if you want me to do what you want me to do, your word says that you would give me the provisions. And so I speak to those provisions to come forth now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm saying all this, and I'm doing all this, and I'm actually believing all this. But I know that there's something working in the atmosphere, and I can't quite put my hand on it, but I know that I know that I know that it's working. And the reason I know that it's working is because God's word says that it is. He says, you call those things that are not as though they were. And so if you believe with your heart and your mind and all of your understanding, and you trust God as we have to do, and we're looking for that breakthrough that everybody talks about, but yet it is not quite there yet. You're not quite seeing the evidence. It's like it's afar off. So what is the problem that's keeping it from manifesting? And so I talked to God about that. That was my heart-to-heart, and it's been my heart-to-heart for a while, but I couldn't quite put it into words. And so I kind of stayed off of block because God wasn't talking to me about what I should talk to you. He was dealing with me. See, sometimes he puts you in that place where you have to stay in that place until he's ready to move you to another place. But while you're in that place, you're still expecting the bounty to come forth if you're doing exactly what he's told you to do in his word. And you're trusting, but you're not seeing. And the manifestation is not quite yet. So it's like it's in a holding pattern, and you can't get to it, and you need that breakthrough to move forth to the next level. And you know that in your heart of hearts, you're going to do exactly what God tells you, because you're obedient to a fault, if you will. Come on, keep up with me now. And so I'm asking God on a continued basis, what is it? And so this morning, before day, and I've tried for 4 hours to get on blog to get to this, and I keep getting knocked off and bumped off and this, that, and the other. The enemy doesn't want me to talk about it, but I have to tell you today, because this is what? A heart-to-heart. This is what God showed me in the spirit. I don't know whether I was in the second heaven or the third heaven, okay? But this is what I saw. I saw blessings in the form of packages wrapped with bows, because, of course, I want it to all be beautiful, all right? But I saw these packages, and you know that the Spirit of the Lord moves faster than the speed of light. And so these blessings were like the Spirit of God moving toward us. But the Holy Ghost said that when we move out of the perfect will of God into the permissive will of God, we move out of that place where those blessings, those packages, were coming directly to us. And you already know what the scientists have said about the speed of light and how long it takes in terms of years. Hear me now, I want you to follow me, because I can't quite put it in the way that the scientists have said it, but I need you to understand it from a spiritual point of view, that when we actually, when that thing is sent to us, it's moving faster than the speed of light. But what happens with us is we get caught up and distracted with things and cares of this world, and with the temptations of sin, because we become weary in waiting, in well-doing, and when we step to the side out of those, that direct connection between the spirit man and the spirit world and our physical world, we actually bump that package to a lateral move. Now, when we bump it to a lateral move, if we don't come back into position at the appropriate time, and if we move past where we are and get off into something else, we actually slow that package down, that blessing. Okay, I want you to see this thing, that blessing. And when we move that blessing laterally, unless we come back to the place where we were, okay, because if we move up higher before then, we've missed that blessing. So what we have to do is, that's why the Bible tells us to repent of sins immediately. Immediately. As soon as you realize, as soon as the Holy Spirit puts a check, stop then and repent of that sin and be sincere in your heart, because you don't want that blessing to move to the side of you, because if it goes laterally, you're going to miss it. And that's what happens to us. We're missing blessing after blessing after blessing because we get caught up in things. We get caught up in opinions. We get caught up into all the things that God does not want us to, because we're out of his will. We're out of his perfect will, because remember, he tells us to forgive all the time. Forgive those who despitefully use you. Forgive those who come against you. Forgive your enemies. He didn't tell you. The Old Scripture, Testament Scriptures tells us that we pray to God and tell God to break out their teeth and tell God to do this and do that. But when Jesus came, he told us to forgive all of those who have despitefully used us and to turn the other cheek. That's why he told us, because, see, those benefits and those blessings are right there. They're coming directly at the speed of light toward us, but when we step out of the way, they make a lateral move. And unless we move back into the position where we were, okay, so they can be bumped back to us, but that also takes time. And each time we get out of God's will and God's way and step out away from what God has for us, then what happens to those benefits, what happens to those blessings? Because remember now, we're covered under the blood. We're covered under the blood. And since we're covered under the blood through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, since we're covered under that blood, it's since we understand that we're not under the law anymore, but those laws still apply only through what Jesus said. And Jesus said to love God with all your heart, with all your understanding, and once you do that, to love your neighbor as yourself, because he came with two commandments. He shut them all down and balled them all up into one package and made them two, to love your neighbor as yourself. That means that when your neighbor hurts you, that's what that turn the other cheek is all about. Because, see, I couldn't get to that other cheek thing, because when you hurt me, I'm going to remove myself from you. I'm not going to stand there and let you beat me to a pulp, okay? But I did learn this, that I can speak to that thing, I can speak to that infirmity, because the shed blood of Jesus Christ gave me that authority and shut it down through the Holy Spirit and through Christ Jesus, okay, who died for my sins and everybody else's sins, okay? So when I forgive them, Christ forgives me, and that puts me back in right standing with him. So see, I'm trying to give it to you. I'm trying to give it to you as God showed me. I mean, the packages were so many. It was like the stars of heaven, my people. It was like the stars of heaven had opened up, and they were so bright. The packages were all different colors, and they were shiny, and they were all different sizes, and they came from heaven at the speed of light. But when we sin It shut them down to slow motion. Do you hear me? And what happens in the heavenlies is quick, but what happens on earth is slow. Do you get it? So when it's slow, that happens on earth is slow, okay? That means it's slow motion. That's why it takes years. That's why the Bible says that a day to God is like a thousand. One day to us is like a thousand to God. Why? Because in the heavenlies, everything moves faster than the speed of light. You understand? When God stepped out onto the earth realm, into the void, he did what? He spoke. When he spoke, what happens when he spoke? Things happened. But it happened in the heavens before it happened on earth. And because God is all-powerful and God is all, he's omnipresent, he's everything, and because he created everything, when he speaks, it's within an instant. Because we're still his children and we have not had the fullness of his power, okay, which was what he was given to Adam and Eve, but they sinned before he could give them everything that was due them, okay? So we're operating not on full. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not operating on the full level of what we're supposed to be operating. Even the scientists have figured out that our brains, we're only operating 10% of our brain power, okay? So what do you think about the rest of us if it's only 10% of our brain power? We're not operating according to all of our brain power. So the power of God, once the Holy Ghost hits, speeds us up and makes those things that are not as though they were. So when we speak those things into the universe, it moves, okay, with the speed of light. That's why we have to keep our faith up. That's why we have to do what it takes. We have to stay in the Word of God to build our power and our faith up and our authority, okay? So when we speak, it will move, but it's also still, because this is the earth realm, it takes longer for it to hit. To manifest, in other words. So every time we step out of the godly realm, every time we step out of what God has for us, his perfect will for us, then we're in his permissive will. Those blessings actually start moving in slow motion toward us, or is moved laterally to the side. And it takes that much more time for them to come back to hit us, but we have to come back to the position in where we were, which is totally, grace has abound, trust me, because if grace was not there, those packages would fall on. And guess what? That's why the Bible talks about seasons. That's why the word talks about seasons, because you can miss your season if you stay too far out there. That's why we have to constantly put ourselves back in the position of being a blessing. You understand? So when God showed that to me, he showed me that lateral move of a package being moved, bounced. In other words, when it was almost there, it's like Satan had kicked it to the side to keep it from hitting. In other words, keep it from manifesting into the flesh. In other words, sometimes our blessings are right there in our faces. Because we become weary in well doing, and because we put ourselves in a position to hear from the ungodly, because we open these doors that we have no business opening, that we have already closed. God closed them when he put us within his realm, when he closed us like a dome, when we became sealed. Do you understand? And I'm just telling you these things off the top as the Holy Spirit gives me, because I had no time to make any notes. So I know I'm sounding scattered to you, and I am, because I'm my mind is moving like that, like the speed of light. But of course, my body is not doing what my mind is doing, nor is my spirit able to pour it out like God showed it to me, because there was some, because the enemy kicked it, in other words, and tried to stop me from being on this morning to let you know what I saw in the spirit. But I'm telling you now, and I'm just, and this is a short message, but we're going to start doing heart to heart as God has given it to me. And I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to speak God's blessings upon you. But the main thing of the message was that our benefits and our blessings are moving to us. And this is a word of encouragement to you out there, whether you are in leadership or whether you're not. And excuse me for fumbling and bumbling, but my spirit is high, but my flesh is weak. As I said, I'm in my pajamas, and I haven't really had my coffee this morning. But I want to say this to you. God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, and may he give you the peace that surpasses all man's understanding. And I want you to join me and tell somebody else to join you when I do a heart, especially when I do heart to heart, because heart to heart is as he's given me, is the visions that he's given me, and that's what he wants me to call them, heart to heart. In other words, from his throne room to my bedroom to you, no matter what time of day it is. So look on Blog Talk Radio, Bishop Turner. And I want you to tune in wherever you see, especially wherever you see a heart-to-heart, because it's a message from the throne room to the bedroom, as God has given it from me to you. God bless you and keep you. I love you, and join me again the next time of heart-to-heart. Amen, and thank God.